This is Hired, the Good Karma Brands recruitment show. Looking for your next great career? You're in the right spot. Here's your host, Brian D.
A warm South Florida feel to today's edition of Hired, the GKB recruitment show. Welcome in. My name is Brian D., your host and the director of content with ESPN Milwaukee. On today's edition of Hired, we'll go down to West Palm Beach, Florida. ESPN West Palm, talk to one of their great on-air hosts in Afternoon Drive, and talk about how you can get involved with that content team at ESPN West Palm. That is coming up on today's edition of Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. Heading down to West Palm Beach, Florida on today's edition of Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. Joining us now, he's the director of content for ESPN West Palm. It is Brian Rowitz. Brian, thank you for jumping on. Before we jump into an open role with ESPN West Palm on the Deportes side of things down there, walk me through your career path. How did you get to where you are at ESPN West Palm?
I started an intern way back in the day, feels like forever ago, but early 07, Jim Rutledge, who now works on our Madison side, met him at FAU Student Radio. He's like, hey, I work at ESPN West Palm, looking for some interns. Got my foot in the door there. Our internship program was sort of looser back then, and by that I mean there really wasn't many rules. So started an intern, worked my way up. First shift was a Saturday morning fishing shows. Those guys were great. I don't know much about fishing, but it was great to hang out with them and get my foot in the door. I've done a number of different things. We used to run our FAU broadcast, produced for Evan Cohen, Dress of the Pizza Slice, all that sort of fun stuff, which ultimately led me to director of content today.
Yeah, the pizza slice part of that must have been a real integral part of that growth.
yep.
I kid, but I think it's instructive for people to hear that journey. I had a very similar one here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Started as an intern in Cleveland. I was in college in Milwaukee. You do the internships. You cover the late night high school football games. You do the early morning board op shifts and the late night board op shifts and say yes to every opportunity until the opportunities become cooler because you become dependable. And I think that journey in a lot of ways for content teammates, I don't know about you, I look back on it very fondly as some of my favorite memories in my career because I was learning and growing and experiencing new things. And I think that mentality is important when you're adding people to your team in producer roles.
Yeah, and it definitely sets the stage where, you know, that Tuesday night Marlins Pirates game you're covering, maybe not as glamorous as a big three NBA finals game where you're walking by Drake getting denied, but you still have those opportunities. You're meeting different people, you're learning different things, and it all sort of leads to that moment where it's like, oh, this is a lot of fun. I tell people all the time, I don't feel like I have a real job. I'm around sports all the time, like getting to meet people in that regard, not crunching numbers or whatnot. Like, it's the fun of it, and it's, you know, awesome to be a part of every day.
So, Brian, walk me through kind of the content philosophy at ESPN West Palm. It's such a unique market in a sense. Like, operating in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where I operate, it's Packers, 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 Bucks and Brewers, Marquette and Wisconsin on the outsides, but largely Packers 320 days a year. It's a little different in West Palm. Walk us through kind of how you approach content creation.
Yeah, we always say when we talk content, West Palm, and we compare it to other GKB markets, like the Wisconsins, like the Chicagos, like the Clevelands. The positive is you could sort of talk about a lot of different things. The negative is you don't have that fallback of like, all right, we're going to talk Packers today. So we are a national market because no one's actually from here. So we're talking the big picture stuff. We're relating to that. And then we're uber local. High school is a big focus of that, where the guys and girls that are from this area that are going out there and winning MVPs that are, you know, the Lamar Jacksons of the world, we're talking about them also. And then we're spotlighting these high school athletes on Friday nights because in our community, you have a Jets fan, you have a Cowboys fan, you have a Packers fan, but they're all like, oh yeah, my neighbor's the starting quarterback for this local high school, and that's the unifier there. So we're talking to coaches, we're meeting them that way. So we're national and uber local is sort of the West Palm market.
And part of that uber local is the Deportes extension of the ESPN West Palm brand. What is ESPN Deportes in West Palm? What are you airing? Talk to me about that brand overall.
Yeah, you know, we saw an opening years ago. Their Spanish community was not being served. We became the first all-Spanish sports station in the area. And it's just a different, you know, this market is ever evolving. There's a lot of Hispanic culture here. So now we're able to talk to that fan base. Soccer is a big portion of that. The World Cup's coming up. Inter Miami with Lionel Messi coming to South Florida. That is a big part of that. So it's soccer heavy, and it's just a different way to connect where our Deportes side is grassroots. We're at the local grocery store. We're playing games, and we're growing the station that way. So soccer is a big part of that, and it's just a different outlet to express your sports fandom in a different language.
Yeah, for sure. Brian Rhodes, Director of Content with ESPN West Palm, joining us here on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. And Brian, we are hiring right now for a part-time producer for that Deportes brand at ESPN West Palm. When you are sifting through resumes, what are the things that stick out for that role in particular?
Yeah, I think it's someone that wants to learn and is eager to be here. Like, we have a lot of upcoming things here. Lionel Messi, like I mentioned, is a big part of Inter Miami. We are blessed. We are lucky to be the flagship station for them in English and Spanish. So we are airing their games. The MLS Cup coming up in a couple months. Hopefully that's coming to South Florida. So it's being a part of that. And the World Cup is right here. We are about a year or so away from the World Cup. There will be games here in South Florida. We're airing games, doing remotes, being out there. So it's someone that's eager to work, that wants to be here, that is nights and weekends, but it's fun stuff. You're listening to Messi and you're able to sit back and be like, how did he just do that with a soccer ball? And even now, like, we're most of the way through the season, I'm still watching those games like, how do you do that? Like, still somehow every game, I'm like, I don't understand. So being a part of that, I'm looking for someone that is eager to work and eager to learn.
I think even the most casual sports fan remembers Lionel Messi's first game with Inter Miami, where he bended in that free kick to win the game, right, and the place just exploded with all that Miami pink, I guess is the best way to phrase it, that Miami, yes, Vice pink in the crowd. What has Lionel Messi's presence meant to South Florida and to the team at ESPN West Palm? It feels like getting LeBron James back to Cleveland, yeah, or, you know, drafting a number one pick somewhere in a different market. It feels that significant for the brand.
Yeah, the crazy part is we talk about how no one's actually from here. So our market's not going to be Dolphin heavy. Like, the Dolphins might be the favorite team. That's probably only about 30%. The Heat, it's come and go. Messi's impact is the youth and the young part, where I have two boys in elementary school. When I drop them off, guarantee every day at drop off, you're going to see that Messi pink. You're going to see kids wearing those jerseys that want to be Inter Miami fans. And that's the sport that everyone's getting behind. Like, that is a party atmosphere when you go to an Inter Miami game. So to have that star power, to just say, oh, I got to see Messi, that's the cool part, because, yeah, he's the focus, but he's doing it and he's been in that pink out there, and you see it all the time now.
Our ESPN West Palm team currently hiring for a part-time producer, largely spearheading some of that Deportes coverage and that Messi coverage with Inter Miami. Apply right now at goodkarmabrands.com/careers. That is goodkarmabrands.com/careers. Brian, we used to have a Deportes station here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, because believe it or not, there is a large Hispanic American population here in southeastern Wisconsin. And I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't produce and board op some of those games, despite the fact that I can't speak a lick of Spanish. Is that something that you're prioritizing in this next teammate? Do I need to be fluent in Spanish, or is this an opportunity that I can apply for and try to learn on the fly?
Yeah, preferred is fluent and having that bilingual aspect. And you see it a lot in South Florida. Like, there are so many people that are bilingual. So to have someone like that, I think it just makes it a little bit smoother. I've been in that boat also where I'm like, I think he said that. So to have someone that actually understands the language and is confident in that, I think does make the role that much more appealing.
So, Brian, core values are a huge part of everything that we do with GKB. Listen, be honest, work hard, over-deliver, follow through, and teamwork. When this teammate that you inevitably hire breaks into the ESPN West Palm team, which one of those do you feel as though is most important at that break-in point of their career?
I think the work hard part, because we talk about how fun this role is, how fun this company is, and the cool stuff we get to see. But that means non-conventional hours. Like, most of the content side is not working in 9 to 5. So it means maybe a little bit of a later night. It means, hey, Inter Miami's on the West Coast. That means this game starts at 10:30 Eastern. So you're here a little bit later. It means weekends and things like that. But if you have that mindset, it's like, all right, I get to be a part of this. That stuff doesn't matter as much. So that's why I would definitely go work hard there.
Yeah, I think that's a great one. And I'm now thinking about the times in my career where those late nights and early mornings happened. And I'm pretty confident I can say I've worked every hour of a 24-hour clock at some point over the course of almost 12 years with the company now. What is the wildest board shift that you, Brian Rowitz, ever produced, sat in on? What immediately jumps to mind for you?
I think maybe because it's recent. We celebrated our 20th year a couple years ago, and we did it by doing 24 hours of broadcasting. My goal was to be here for the full 24. This company cares about people. They wouldn't let me do that. But I was here for probably 20 or so of it. So to be here, to be take a mandated nap, that's the first time I've had that happen while working here. Like, hey, you need to leave. Someone's got a hotel room. You go take a nap there. That was a first. So I think that definitely comes to mind.
I love that. And I think just that 30-second story says so much about GKB, right? It's celebrating ourselves. It's serving our fans. It's serving our partners. It's looking out for our teammates and giving them nap time. Like, just a 30-second anecdote says so much about Good Karma Brands. Or what are the big kind of marquee events, shows, items you've got coming up in 2025 and 2026?
Yep, World Cup's definitely going to be a big part of that on the high school side. We had a team win a state title, West Boca, last year. First time in over a decade that Palm Beach County took home a state title. They're looking to repeat. And college football. College football is huge down here. And specifically the big three, Miami, Florida, Florida State. We had a week where all three were top 15. That was pretty cool to enjoy. We've got two of them there now. So Miami and Florida State being good is good for us. The national championship and a playoff game will be here in South Florida. So the end of this year, early next year. And maybe some exciting things being announced also that not ready to drop just yet. But yeah, college football is going to be a big part where a national champion will be crowned here in South Florida.
Brian Rowitz, our director of content with ESPN West Palm, joining us here on Hired, the GKB recruitment show. Once again, currently hiring for a part-time producer to join our team at ESPN West Palm, largely on the Deportes side of things. If you are interested in applying, head on over to goodkarmabrands.com/careers. I asked that previous question, Brian, because I'm curious about this. For this teammate that joins your team at ESPN West Palm, how much of my career is going to be, we need you to take ownership of this Deportes brand versus being involved as an ESPN West Palm teammate with everything that the brand has going on?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. Like, we are very much like, yes, it's two different stations, it's two different languages, but everyone is very much working together, whether it's sharing ideas, whether we have producers that are producing on both English and Spanish. So it's very collaborative in that regard. And ESPN West Palm is the umbrella, whereas Deportes and 106.3 is under that. So everyone's here in the same office, everyone's sharing ideas and just coming up with different ways where it's like, oh yeah, this works for us. Let's try it in English. Let's try it in Spanish. So it's definitely being a part of the team that is ESPN West Palm.
All right, two more quick ones for you, Brian. Number one, that Deportes brand has a very special teammate down there at ESPN West Palm that really spearheaded its growth and development. Talk to me about Julian and the impact that he's made, not just on ESPN West Palm, but Good Karma Brands as a whole.
Yeah, I think he speaks GKB in terms of the work hard, the being core values, following through all that stuff, where it started as an idea. Julian comes over here, moved here from Mexico, and he wears that brand on his sleeve, and he does it all. He's on air. He's behind the scenes. He's selling. He helps make this Inter-Miami relationship special, and getting to work with him is a joy because he always does it with a smile on his face. So being able to work alongside Julian, also a Florida State fan, so he's part of the group chat on Saturdays talking Noles, which is a lot easier to enjoy when they're actually winning football games like they are this year. So getting to work with him is definitely a perk and a bonus for whoever ends up coming down here.
I love that, and I think if I'm applying for this role, I'm searching out his email immediately and peppering him with every question in the book about what I need to know. It's just free advice to anybody who's applying. Brian, thank you so much for the time, man. Hopefully this yields a bunch of great applicants for you. Thank you for jumping on Hired, the GKB recruitment show.
Appreciate you having me.
We will continue in West Palm. We'll go to the on-air side with Afternoon Drive host Mike Rizzo on the other side. Walk through the Big 8 questions about what it means to be an awesome teammate with GKB. That is next on Hired, the GKB recruitment show. From Northeast Ohio to West Palm Beach, Florida, how did Mike Rizzo end up there? This is Hired, the GKB recruitment show. Joining us now, Afternoon Drive on ESPN West Palm from 4 to 6. and doing a lot of different things with ESPN West Palm. He's one of our great teammates, about to walk through the Big A questions about what it means to be an awesome teammate with GKB. It is Mike Rizzo. Mike, thank you for jumping on Hired. First things first, walk me and our fans through an abbreviated version of your GKB journey. How did you get to where you're at?
So graduated college back all the way, back in 2017 now. Worked part-time for ESPN Cleveland until I was about 27 years old. You know, ESPN Cleveland, our sister station up north. And then I actually worked in Peoria, Illinois for 3 years. I left GKB, went to a radio station, Peoria Sports Radio 101.1. It was a Fox affiliate. I also did a little bit of promotions with a Kiss FM station out there. I was a promotions director for a CT alternative rock station. So I like to say I learned about the business, you know, for the 3 years I was out there while hosting a show and jockeying positions. And then the West Palm job came up, and I jumped at the chance to get back at GKB because I truly think GKB, at least in my opinion, best place to be, I think, in all sports. Well, especially with sports broadcasting.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of great lessons in there, Mike. The biggest of which is you have to put in your time and get the reps and get the experience to ascend to ultimately where you want to be. And it's awesome to hear that, much like so many great content teammates across Good Karma Brands, you went on that journey yourself. Let's jump into these Big A questions about what it means to be an awesome teammate with GKB. Question number one, and I'm very curious to hear your perspective on this. Do I have to be a huge sports fan to work with Good Karma Brands?
No, I don't think you have to be a tremendous sports fan, but I think with whatever you're doing, you got to understand your job. Like, say if you're a marketing consultant, like, understand the market you're selling. In my role, obviously, I think, you know, if you're content, why would you get into content if you're not a giant sports fan? I feel like that's a big reason to do it. But, you know, we have a lot of other people that wear other hats that aren't content, and I understand that. So my broad answer would be no, but with implications. If you're content, I think that goes without saying you're a sports fan. But I know that we have the digital side, and we have a ton of people that aren't necessarily sports fans. But my biggest thing is understand what you're selling, understand what you're creating. If you're on the digital side too, just understand the job that, you know, you're supposed to be doing.
Yep. Super well said from Mike Rizzo, afternoon drive host at ESPN West Palm of Russo and Rizzo, 4 to 6 on ESPN West Palm. Question two, Mike, it is said in some circles that GKB isn't necessarily for everybody. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Where's your head at on that one?
So I personally agree, if you can't work in a team setting, you can't work at GKB. And that's one of the big reasons I wanted to get back to GKB. And then this is with all due respect to my old employers, but a lot of the times I found myself alone on some of these things. Like, you know, we all have that friend at work, but I like the team meetings. I like kind of being able to go to the bullpen and talk to a marketing consultant on maybe an idea I have for air, or talk to my boss, Brian Rowitz, who's always at my disposal. You know, these are things that I didn't really have at hand at previous jobs. So I think, you got to be able to work in a team setting. And personally, that's where I think I thrive, where I can bounce ideas off of multiple people. I'm kind of unorthodox in the sense that I think the more people that kind of give their input, the better it can be, if that makes sense. And I feel like I said I'm more unorthodox. I feel like that's GKB as a whole. So I would probably have to agree. GKB isn't for everybody. But I feel like who it's for is why we're so great.
Well, you're talking about that teamwork core value, Mike, and core values are at the heart of everything that we do with GKB. Teamwork, listen, be honest, work hard, over-deliver, and follow through. I feel like if you can do those six things, you can work here, and it is for everybody that can do those six things. Of those six core values, though, which one resonates the most with you at this point in your career?
I think it's got to be listen, because that was the one I probably struggled with the most. Very gung-ho, someone who gets an idea and I want to go with it and I want to run with it, and it's the greatest thing ever. But I think listening to others, listening to input, and really trying to get the best out of an idea, If that makes sense. So, like, I think listening is the one that sticks out to me because, you know, even in my interviews, you know, if it was with Good Karma Brands President Steve Pollitt Sr., you know, it's like that the big thing is listening. It's like, you know, you're hitting the nail on the head on all the others, but it's like, take back, listen, take a step, you know, take the steps of actually hearing what people are saying and then take your next step. Don't just completely run with something immediately, and because that's how mistakes are made.
Yep.
And I've made mistakes in the past by not necessarily listening to others who have, you know, a lot of experience in the business. So I think listening would probably be the one I would have to choose.
Question four of the big eight questions about what it means to be an awesome teammate with Good Karma Brands with our guest on-air host of ESPN West Palm, Mike Rizzo. Mike, do teammates have to fit within the culture that exists here at Good Karma Brands in order to be successful?
I think so, because if you don't, I think you're going to be an outlier, because I think there's an understanding, at least where I've, you know, been for the last year in West Palm Beach, we're all on the same page. And I think we do a great job of onboarding teammates and having them understand the culture with Good Karma. Will it maybe take some time for teammates to get used to what we do and how we do things? Absolutely. But I bring up my reference of being away from GKB for 3 years and like going somewhere that's not GKB and going, okay, what the hell is this? Why are we doing things this way? Yeah. Why? So I think that's the best answer I could give, because I think the onboarding process is so great. And I think with how we integrate people into the culture, it's perfect. And I feel like you're going to know if it's not a fit. You know, more often than not, it is a fit, but I think someone knows, like, from the onboarding process and how we handle things, if it's going to be a fit or not. And personally, I think we do such a good job with the hiring process that, like, someone would know, I think, beforehand that, like, the job wouldn't be for them anyway.
For sure. I think I've learned, Mike, over the course of my career that I don't know that we bring in culture fits as much as we do culture ads, right? People that we could see not only integrating into the culture that currently exists, but also can add something onto it and grow it and expand it. And those are the people that ultimately end up in positions like you find yourself in at ESPN West Palm. Let's talk about job changes. And you've bounced around, as you've already talked about in 6 or 7 minutes here, quite a bit in your career, and I'm sure you've seen in your time with ESPN West Palm, teammates shift jobs, shift responsibilities, shift career paths. Why do you think that happens so frequently with Good Karma?
I feel like it's just the process of growing, right? I feel like with the culture that's here at GKB, you grow as a person, and sometimes you learn things about yourself. You learn that you don't like this position and you were meant for this position. And, you know, we started with talking about, like, how many – you know, it's not just content, you know, it's not just the digital side of things. It's not just the partnership side of things. There's a ton of stuff that we do here at Good Karma. And I feel like it's just the process of growing as a person and the things we have at our disposal. So, like, I think the part of just growing as a person and learning about yourself. Now, for me, I like, you know, I really think content is my calling. I thought that for a long time, and I don't see myself personally changing careers. But, you know, some people were born for sales, and they find out 5-8 years down the line. Some people were born to be on the air, and they find, you know, a couple of years down the line. And some people, you know, social media is a new thing. New jobs, new opportunities are constantly popping up within the company. So I think that's the best way I can answer that. You just grow as a person, and I think GKB really helps you do that.
Well said. All right, Mike, let's talk X's and O's of content with this next question here. A lot of radio companies, and I hesitate to even call GKB a radio company anymore because we've expanded beyond that in a lot of ways. But a lot of radio companies have pared back on local content. GKB's done the exact opposite. We've opened up the fire hydrant and just let it flood. Your team at ESPN West Palm has some of the best local high school preps coverage that I've seen in the country. Why do you think we operate that way? Why do you think we double down and triple down and quadruple down on local?
Well, I think that we're unique in that way, to where we could actually execute it, if that makes sense. You said high school down here in West Palm. I mean, it's high school is big everywhere, but like I didn't realize how much of a local foothold it had in West Palm until I came down here. I mean, we do the whole thing. We do the game day. We do our high school game day where we're live on site doing the show before the game, and then we go and call the game. And it's social media. Like, Brian, we've extended to doing video on these. So like we're calling the game, and we also have the video on YouTube. And I love what you said there, because I mean, we're not just local radio. We're on camera 24/7. If it's on X, if it's on Facebook, if it's on YouTube. I mean, the growth I think that we've seen in that is crazy. But to get back to the question of local, like we do things differently. Like my experiences from down here in West Palm Beach, we're in the community. We're live at these high schools. Colin and I are live in restaurants, getting our name out there. I remember when we first started our show, we were on remote every single week, and we loved it. We were meeting new people. We were giving our business cards out, like making new relationships. I feel like we do local so well, and we buy local because we know how to do it. And like, I go back to my experiences that, you know, my dad Tony's in the company. Like my dad at Brown's, like functions, and at Ohio State things. Like we were on the road. I did a show called Buckeye Game Day. We were on the road in a Buckeye bar, getting people all riled up before a Buckeye game, doing a live show. Like I just feel like GKB knows how to do the local and execute it, and that's why we're buying into the markets, because we know how to do it, and we know how to do it better, and we know we're good at it.
Yeah, Mike, you said the key word there. I think it's community, right? It's about serving the communities in which we operate and the fans in those communities. And if we're whiffing on that goal and not hitting close to that bullseye, then what the heck is the point, right? We want to be great servants of the fans in our communities, and all those little things that you mentioned stack up and make us great at what we do. Question 7, Mike, why do you think businesses partner with GKB, point blank?
It's based off of what we just talked about, right? How we do things differently, how we could get together and have a thinking session with the partner on site. Like too many times, Brian, like I'm fortunate enough to have three partners down here in Men's Only Medical, Good Greek, and Hard Rock Bet. And a lot of the times, like, they don't even meet in person. It's like, this is how much money we want, and this is what we want to do. Let us know if it's a fit. With us, we have a process. We sit down. We talk to you. I tell you, as an on-air host, exactly how this is going to sound on the air. So many times, Colin Russo, my partner and I, we come up with videos, fun ideas of things that we plan on doing within the show and also on the commercial side of things. So I think just the fact that we're different is good. And I, you know, we got something in the cooker here that I'm not going to, you know, say because I'm not at liberty to say. But we have a future partner, and we basically show them everything we do and everything the other, quote, radio station doesn't do. And they were very impressed on it. And I just feel like the process of bringing a partner on is how we make ourselves different, because we're not one of those giant corporations that's really trying to, in the end of the day, that's focusing on the bottom line and sorting it out. Obviously, that's the goal, but building relationships organically, I feel like, is the way to go. And we do a perfect job at GKB.
Well, yeah, Mike, and we call them partners for a reason, right? It's not, hey, we're going to pick your pocket and give you some spots on the radio station, and that's it. We'll never talk to you again. We want to come up with customized solutions and make our partnerships mutually beneficial. And if it's not, then what the heck is the point? Last one for you, Mike. If you had one piece of advice for somebody who was thinking about working with Good Karma Brands, what would you tell them?
So I actually recently had this happen. My best friend, John, who's been trying to get a foothold to work in sports, been his dream to work in sports. He was working for a no-names police company in Nashville. And he asked me, he saw a job opening in Madison. He goes, Mike, do you think I should go for it? I said, absolutely. I said, number one, it's been your dream to always work in sports. But number two, if you work hard with Good Karma, you will always get rewarded. Like, as long as if you follow the core values, you work hard, and you do what is expected of you, you follow the rules, you will always be respected within the GKB community. And I just feel like, you know, we've talked so much in this, Bride, but like the culture, the growing as a person, and the stuff that I've been able to do, I think in less than a year, I think is proof that I think it could really be a fit for anybody. And I just go back to the recent experience I had with my good friend John, who now works with us in Madison. Absolutely go for it, because I think our culture is unrivaled.
Thank you, buddy. Awesome to see you grow from afar. Keep up the great work, and thanks for jumping on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
We will wrap it up on the other side. This is Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. For more information on how to apply for that open part-time producer role with ESPN West Palm, head on over to goodkarmabrands.com/careers. That is goodkarmabrands.com/careers. For our producer, Chris Larson, for the entire ESPN West Palm team, my name is Brian D., your host and the director of content with ESPN Milwaukee. This has been Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show.